things that are going on this weekend, but I want to go ahead and invite you on out to a very special night coming up at Black Diamond Harley-Davidson Warehouse. And it is happening, once again, this Friday night with this able veteran. And it is their graduation ceremony, and Pam Largent is in the studio with me. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Ken. How are you today?
I'm doing super today. And who'd you bring here with you today?
I brought one of our veteran graduates. He's been a graduate for about 3 years now, and his name is Eric Beach. Eric was partnered with a lovely dog, Maddie.
Okay. Hello, Eric.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How's Maddie doing?
She's doing great. I'm giving her a little break. She's taking a nap.
Okay, that's always good.
Early morning for that girl, yeah.
Eric, when did you graduate with... Is that how it works? Like, you have a graduation ceremony, and this is when you finally... They say, here is your dog, and that's how that happened 3 years ago?
Yeah, basically, I mean, it's the culmination of the three-week process where it's actually handing over the leash to the veteran. It's very significant in that veteran's life, and for the trainer to actually give that dog to the veteran, it's a big deal for everyone involved, to be honest.
What kind of dog is Maddie?
She's a black lab.
Okay, so obviously, right off the bat, very lovable animal to begin with. What kind of difference has Maddie made in your life?
The biggest difference I can say is I didn't want to talk to people. I didn't want to be seen by people. And she forced me to be seen, because if I didn't let her get into the public, I would make her sick, sitting alone in my own sickness. So she actually pulled out of me what I needed most to actually further my healing. So I can talk to you today because she made me go out in public, and she made me get comfortable talking to people and talking about PTSD and what my wounds were.
Wow. Just a life-changing deal right there.
Absolutely.
Pam, how long does it take to train one of these dogs?
It takes us anywhere between 12 and 18 months, depending what the veteran needs.
How do you do this? Because I was actually watching at one event I was at. I think we were selling T-shirts over at Kroger in Marion one day, and a couple of trainers were there. It was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just like constant? They're with those dogs. The trainers are with those dogs for most of the day, you know, and they just work with them at different... finding different cues and things like that?
We bring them in when they're about 8 weeks old, and their training starts the moment they walk in the door.
Wow.
And we teach them, we use food to teach them with. They are trained during the day. They are in our facility with all of the trainers during the day. Of course, they have sleep time, downtime, play time.
Right.
They go home at night. Every night, they go home with a trainer, and we rotate them so they don't get too attached.
Right.
Oh, we get too attached, but they don't get too attached.
Well, you can't go wrong with this organization, y'all. And you can go to thisableveteran.org. And I've been talking about Friday night. I actually get to MC or do this deal here with this able veteran in a graduation ceremony. And Pam, I've been saying this is probably the only graduation ceremony where I've been invited to speak at. So I'm very excited about it. But tell us what's going to go on Friday, and where do we need to be and when?
Well, the event is being co-sponsored by Black Diamond, and it's going to take place at their warehouse over there, right behind their shop by the mall over there. And it starts at 5:30.
Okay.
There's going to be a cocktail hour. There's going to be free hors d'oeuvres. There'll be a cash bar. We'll be there with our T-shirts and stuff. They can mingle and talk to the veterans and see the dogs. The ceremony itself will start about 6:15.
Gotcha.
And the ceremony, as Eric said, it's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. We will have plenty of Kleenex around the room because, believe me, you'll need it.
I'm a crier.
I just have a box up front.
Yeah, thank you. My wife, who's listening, knows this. I cry at it. You know, I hate to admit this, but I cried watching that Nicholas Sparks movie, The Notebook, and, you know, it's just what it is. But, Eric, I was going to ask you, too, like, here's something. I see service dogs out and about and what have you, and I know sometimes I just want to get your opinion on this. Sometimes kids and adults alike, sometimes they want to pet the dog. Is that something where they need to ask you, or is it like, hey, this dog's working right now? Tell me about that for a little bit. Like, you know,
it's always a good idea to ask. It's best practice to ask no matter when you see it, because it's up to the veteran, really.
Right.
We don't want veterans to hide, so we don't want to say, you can never pet my dog. We absolutely want to invite that in, but we want to invite it. We don't want to set a boundary that's just easily crossed, because that's important within our entire lives, is to set these boundaries. So that's one that's every day we set.
Yeah.
So one of the greatest things I enjoy is when a kid will walk up and say, excuse me, sir, can I pet your dog? Yeah. And I can put Maddie in a sit-stay and say, yeah, come on in. Thank you for asking.
Right. That's a big-time deal right there. And, you know, with Maddie right here, she's been with you 3 years, a little over 3 years. That's just I can't get over, like, how good of a feeling this is to see what goes into these animals. And you're saying, like, Pam, about $25,000 is the average, I think, to train these dogs?
It is. And that includes the purchase of the dog. It includes all their food, their veterinary expenses, the training. It also includes us bringing the veterans down here for 3 weeks. We pay all their transportation, their hotel. Mm-hmm. We bring their spouses in so that they can see the graduation.
Yeah.
But, you know, the whole thing is $25,000.
I'm looking at your service dogs here. We've got Grizz, Melly. Is it Neil?
Neil, yes. He was named for Ryan O'Neill.
Okay, I gotcha. We got Corky, Oliver, and Jan. And I am a huge fan of following This Able Veteran on Facebook because a lot of times, I mean, these dogs are the stars, you know? We've got the heroes and we've got the stars of the show. So please go and find them on Facebook. I'll have some more information up on the New Country Z100 Facebook as well and on our website that you can go to. And why not consider, hey, maybe when you're out there Friday night at Black Diamond Warehouse, about 5:30.
Yes.
Maybe they could find out some more information and feel like this is something I want to get involved with and help out and sponsor one of these animals.
You know? Absolutely. We're going to have brochures out there. Cool. We have a PTSD awareness conference coming up. We're going to have information about that. So come on out and talk to our board, talk to our veterans.
This is going to be a fun deal here and a moving experience. We're going to graduate coming up with This Able Veteran Friday, 5:30, Black Diamond Warehouse. Be there. Bring the whole family in because this is just going to be a wonderful experience. And I will bring my Kleenex. All right. Eric, thank you so much for being here and thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Buddy, I appreciate you this morning. At 7:27, hey, Kent, the Country Morning Show. We've got a whole lot more coming up this morning, but please find out more about This Able Veteran and the work that they do for our true American heroes. I want to give a shout out, too, to Memphis. I think Memphis is listed to me this morning. I still follow him on Facebook with Catherine and Sam. And hello to you all out there, too. It's 7:28, Kent, the Country Morning Show, New Country Z100.